The legislation creates the framework to invest millions of dollars to rebuild Delaware's drinking water infrastructure, prevent flooding in vulnerable communities, and keep contamination out of the state's waterways. It would establish a clean water trust account and increase funding to address water issues in low-income and underserved communities. The bill also requires a comprehensive clean water report and strategic plan, ensuring priority projects are addressed in a timely manner. House Majority Leader Valerie Longhurst sponsored the bill and says the $50 million Governor Carney earmarked for the Clean Water Fund in his recommended budget needs to be built on.
It doesn't stop at the $50 million. Every year, the bond bill should look at this fund and make sure that it is fully funded every year. Even though it's not appropriated in this bill, we must continue to keep funding it after the $50 million. So I just want to make sure that people that sit on the bond bill and all of us that are in this room is that we continue the fight to keep the clean water. It's not going to be fixed with the $50 million.
Longhurst notes this bill will create 70,000 jobs and contribute up to $7 billion to Delaware's regional economy. The measure now heads to the state Senate. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.